Control. Majesty. Stone. Monument symbol of this land, the Nurage. I go back in time. I am in the Nuragic civilization. This is called the Golden Age of Sardinian history. It spread over the whole island from the Middle Bronze Age, 3,600 years ago. I'm enchanted by this monument, symbol of this culture. Observing it, I recreate in my mind the long experience and experimentation of architectural techniques honed over the centuries. In front of me, the most complex structure, the White Nurage Sege Martedu. Surrounded by curtain walls and further towers, it was built after a gradual architectural evolution. I allow myself to be enveloped by the aura of imperturbable fascination of these millenary vestiges of the ancient Nuragic civilization. The Sirocco wind is with me. In Sant'Antioco, the remains of 40 Nuraghi can be found. The largest number are located in the central southern part of the island, in a dominant position overlooking the Kanai Plain and the small river Rio Triga. I am now at its confluence, where the river enters the waters of the Gulf. From here, I can enjoy a wonderful view. The Nurage Sege Martedu overlooks the Bay of Maladroxia to the northwest. It controlled one of the best landing points in the Gulf of Palmas, the main access to the sea of the island's main river. The main tower, covered with earth and maki, is almost completely intact. The rows that make up the structure are made up of limestone boulders. In some places quite finished, while in others barely hewn. I look at the rest of the building. Everything leads me to think that there probably existed a courtyard located in front of the main entry. I'm enchanted by the elegance of its concentric circles. They remind me of a spiral. Wider circles at the base that decrease in volume as they reach the top. I observe it in all its beauty. The inside of the tower is cluttered with collapse. It is 1.8 meters high and 6 meters long. I close my eyes and find myself in a Nuragic age, in a place of meetings and exchanges. I hear the sounds of boats coming from the east. Exchanges, trade, negotiations and agreements. This is also the wind of the Eastern Mediterranean.